Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. This is the third recording in the series of recordings to encompass the writing of Sidi in the Migration of the Truthful Traveler, recording all of the duas. There's about a little over 40 duas, and we've done up to number 14. So today we'll start with number 15. Inshallah. We'll move through. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. Dua 15. This is starting on page 93 of The Migration of the Truthful Traveler. O Allah, bestow upon us an attraction by which we are saved from the lower nature of our humanity and by which we are annihilated in the existence of your divinity, O most merciful of all the merciful ones. Amin. O seeker who is following the way of the unity and who is striving to perform the religious rituals and struggling against the worst enemy that is between the ribs, you must endure the difficulties of servitude. You must endure the difficulties of servitude and the hardship of performing the duties that you have been charged with in accordance with the commands of the law. You must abandon that which is the habit of the physical nature, especially that which commands you with evil or confuses you and leads you astray. Your soul must become content with sound reasoning and be pleased with the controlling decree without objection or rejection. When you master the station of surrender, your soul will feel secure and content, and the nafs will understand and annihilate until there is no trace of human weakness, and its entity is in conformity with the entity of the real. Only then will you gain eternal existence and remain existent forever without end. O Allah, bestow upon us an attraction by which we are saved from the lower nature of our humanity and by which we are annihilated in the existence of your divinity, O most merciful of all the merciful ones. Amin. Dua 16. May Allah provide mastery for you and us and grant us a truthful seat eternally. Amin. O seeker who wants the rank of vicegerency, your goal must be to preserve the divine trust and to endure the burden of servitude by the power of the whole one holy essence and by your intuitive receptivity. May Allah ease the fulfillment of your duty and make you trustworthy regarding all the rights, promises, and trusts. You must give all people the rights due to them, and you must care about the demands of brotherhood and friendship. May Allah help you to endure the burden of the duties and the obligations of following the Sunnah and performing the recommended voluntary actions. May He help you to adorn yourself with His manners and to direct the face of your heart towards the level of vicegerency until you become a vicegerent. First, you have to uproot your shayateen, which are the selfish desires that emerge from darkness and prevent you from reaching lofty degrees. You must continuously check these desires and uproot them until they are under the control of spiritual forces and have no resistance or contradiction to spiritual desires. Then you annihilate your blameworthy qualities and negate your bad manners and take on the qualities and the ethics of the real until your qualities diminish and disappear in his qualities and ethics, continuing until your name and form rise above confusion and your eyes are purified from cloudiness and you succeed and are granted a truthful seat representing the most able king. May Allah provide mastery for you and us and grant us a truthful seat eternally. Amen. Dua 17. May Allah place us among those who surrender to His order. May Allah place us among those who surrender to His order and who are consciously aware of Him and who act in accordance with His order. May He grant us the finding of the sweetness of the meanings by His favor, by His kindness, and by His gentleness. Amen. O seekers who are gradually traveling the degrees of certitude by receiving knowledge of Gnosis and of the real, may Allah grant you success in achieving your goal and may He help you accomplish it. You must be a master of the seat of sincerity and truthfulness, which is the level of contentment. You must turn away from doubt concerning the demands of the divine decree, which affirm the original prototype of the presence of divine knowledge. You must completely direct yourself toward Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all your states, and you must hold tightly onto the garment of His noble prophets who were supported by Allah and have guided you to Him. You must seek guidance from the ayat in the Holy Book, which Allah sent down upon His messenger. They clarify the way to follow the path of certitude and unity, and the many ahadith of the Prophet clarify the perceived ambiguities in the book and explain the metaphors and signs. In everything, you must invoke Allah with persistence and humility. You must rely on Him. Take Allah as your trustee and guardian. Take Allah as your trustee and guardian protector in every affair and for everything you need. He is enough to help you to achieve your duty. He is your helper, and He is the capable and the protector for you from all harm and all enemies. Beware of mingling with heedless people and with those who take pride in wealth, rank, lineage, and fame. Those who feel superior above their peers and companions and who are after leadership and position. If you want to socialize with your kind and befriend them, Choose those who have cut themselves off from the lower world and its pleasures, and who have raised themselves above it, and take only what is enough for them to satisfy their hunger. Cover their bodies and protect them from heat and cold. Accompany them like a traveler who meets another in the open desert whose end is unknown. Reflect together how to exist safely and how to be saved from terror and temptation. And all the time remember the prophet saying, be in the world as a traveler passing away or as a foreigner, and consider yourself one of those already in the grave. And place these words in front of you in all of your states. May Allah place us among those who surrender to His order and who are consciously aware of Him and who act in accordance with His order. May He grant us the finding of the sweetness of the meanings by His favor, kindness, and gentleness. Amen. O Lord, seal our affairs and end them with goodness and benevolence. For You have power over everything, and You are capable of granting the desire of the hopeful ones. Amen. O seeker who is enthusiastic and seeking the provision that is needed on the appointed day, may Allah grant you success in your quest and help you to gather yourself and increase your himma and direct it toward the final world, which is the eternal abode of settlement. Strive to remove all the obstacles and to rid yourself of everything that keeps you busy, preventing you from reaching your goal. You must cut yourself off from everything that you desire and is your habit, which could be the cause of divine wrath. Abandon all types of fascinations that cause you affliction, and remove all the demands of your particular story that also causes you affliction. Turn away from the lower world, its darkness and its temptations, for none of that exists in Baqa, and all of it is subject to Fana, and causes regret in this life and painful consequences in the final abode. You are supported by Allah, who provides you with an ensuing intellect that discerns between right and wrong, and between that which passes away and that which is eternal. This intellect is what is guided to spiritual maturity and to vastness of the unity because of its conscious awareness. Then how can anyone choose that which passes away over that which is eternal, or choose temporary pleasure that brings sadness over spiritual ecstasy and lofty states of existence which follow the natural way, neither dying nor disappearing? O Lord, seal our affairs and end them with goodness and benevolence, for You have power over everything, and You are capable of granting the desire of the hopeful ones. Amen. These next three prayers are not on the list that was handed out during Sidi's time in the States this year. So, prayer 19. Glorified is the one who has in his hands the dominion of everything, and to him you shall return. O seeker who contemplates how all creatures return to the one essence, and how everything in creation returns to the true initiator and originator. May Allah remove from your sight the causes of wavering and help you to remove the veil revealing the purpose of creation to you. You must purify your inner self from inclination to otherness so that your inner being is full of the love of Allah. Until this love is firmly established inside of you, train and discipline yourself so that you remove thoughts and doubts. When Allah's love flows within you and manifests outwardly, it keeps you occupied and away from temptation, pleasure, and the demands of your senses and faculties. It fills you inwardly and outwardly so that there is no room to turn to otherness, and you become bewildered, perplexed, and deeply drowned in witnessing his noble face. Then the real attracts you away from yourself and hides you from yourself until you are absent in him and totally consumed by him. After the traces of your pictures are consumed by Allah, you are worthy of saying, "Truly we belong to Allah, and truly to him we return," by the tongue of your readiness and capacity. And that's from Surah 2, Ayah 156. Bismillah. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musibatun qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Truly we belong to Allah, and truly to him we return. Glorified is the one who has in his hands the dominion of everything, and to him you shall return. Dua 20. Provide us with the sweetness of gnosis and unity by your kindness and gentleness. O seeker who directs himself towards the unity of essence, may Allah expand your chest and ease your affair. You must take the surah of the Quran for your own benefit, because the Quran contains everything concerning the religious quest and levels of certitude. First, you must enthusiastically turn away from the worldly life, its pleasures and desires, and direct the face of your heart toward the unity of your Lord, opening the treasury of his favors within your heart. And you must turn away from everything that does not concern you and flee from that which tempts and harms you. Your goal should be to reach the road of ascending to the unity and to travel its degrees and singularity. Turn away from everything, all restrictive causality and multiplicity, except the real. Inhale the breezes of intimacy with him and the breath of his holiness. Find relief in the breath of his mercy, unveiling the secrets of his lordship. find his guidance by following his prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was created in his image and who was sent to gather his creatures. Find guidance in the book he sent down. So to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, assembling that which had been sent down in the previous books of wisdom, counsel against bad action, lessons, rulings, metaphors, and signs, all of which Allah bestows as a gift to those lost in the ocean of his existence and drowned in the flow of his benevolence and excellence. O seeker whose goal is the way to the real, hold tight to this book in which there is nothing doubtful regarding the guidance given to those who faithfully believe in the hidden essence. Turn to the book with a continuous determination to turn away from everything that keeps you occupied from your Lord. Follow what you seek with all your heart and expose yourself to the knowledge, the truth, the rulings, the sound judgment, the stories and cautionary advice of the Holy Book. In this book, there is no single letter that does not envelop the meanings of what Allah wills. Indeed, no falsehood can affect its front or its back, because it was sent down from the wise, Al-Hakim, and the all-knowing, Al-Alim. Therefore, it is necessary when you recite the Quran that you purify yourself inwardly and outwardly of everything that characterizes your human form. You become absent from yourself, and both your entity and your state are in your Lord and by your Lord. And then the Lord lets you recite his words. When this state is firmly established within you and becomes your characteristic quality, then you will gain good fortune from the recitation of the Quran. Beware of heedlessness during its recitation and not paying attention to its metaphors and the subtle references to the accuracy of its recitation. When your heart is purified of obstacles, the guidance of the Quran becomes authentic to you in accordance with what Allah decrees to you and in accordance with what he grants to you from his knowledge. Truly, he has power over everything and he is capable of answering prayers. O seeker who vigilantly awaits the flood of unveiling, witnessing and certitude, and the arrival of security, contentment, and mastery, you must be patient and endure the afflictions that befall you. They are divine trials to polish you and firmly establish you in the true unity. Be sincere in your determination to seek annihilation, fana, and raise your energy and enthusiasm to be actualized in the abode of remaining in existence, Baqa. Tie your heart to what is rightfully due to you by virtue of your origin and reality. Direct yourself toward Allah and go to him, avoiding everything that becomes an obstacle on your way to him, such as the demands of your lower and individual entity, which has no truth in reality. Everything passes away and is like a changing exhibition, a false shadow that disappears with no actual reality in itself and no trace of an origin, except that the real existence stretched it out and extended all of his perfection to it, so that it became a reflection of his reflection, of that which he wills to reflect. Therefore, counterparts and shadows appear as an ever-renewed outpouring in accordance with new revelations of the names and the qualities. Nonetheless, the veiled think they are separate, but in reality there is only one manifestation in accordance with his revelation. Provide us with the sweetness of gnosis and unity by your kindness and gentleness. Amen. Dua 21. O Allah, grant us success by your kindness and gentleness in accordance with what you love, in accordance with what pleases you. Amen. You must purify your conscience, your heart and mind from all false claims and speculations, and from that which leads to them. Empty your mind and rid yourself of everything that suggests the illusion of multiplicity, until your chest expands and your heart widens enough to become a house for the King of existence, who is the source of all perfection and generosity. The heart is the focal point of the beloved and the love, and it is the fountain of every lover and praiseworthy station. Beware of following the suggestions and the whispers of your commanding self, which is your worst enemy, and that which tempts you the most, confuses you, and leads you astray. All of your shayateen emerge from it and follow its lead. You must avoid its chains by attaining a perfect spirituality through following the Quran, which Allah sent down upon the best of mankind, who was supported by the All-Knowing, the One who bestows Gnosis. It guides the confused to the reality of the Unity, helps them stop following the rebellious shaitan, and purifies their singularity by the blessings of success and attraction to Allah. O Allah, grant us success by your kindness and gentleness in accordance with what you love and in accordance with what pleases you. Amen. Inshallah, we'll pick up the next recording with Dua 22-28. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alaminir rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawm din yaka na'budu wa yaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين آمين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.